A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of Luke. Jesus says to us today, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap." That day is generally interpreted to mean the second coming of the Son of God. We are left with a great question. Will the peoples of the earth be prepared when the Christ returns? In the context of Luke's Gospel, however, Jesus' teaching comes as he is about to enter into his passion, death, and resurrection. He is aware that a great trial is imminent. The coming events will shake the disciples to their core and assault the heart of their faith in God. Indeed, they will need great strength to withstand the tribulations about to come and to stand with Jesus, even as it appears that everything they hoped for is ending. Whether that day refers to the second coming or today, Jesus' teaching is the same. Be awake. Be vigilant. Be attentive to the things of God now. Do not let day-to-day distractions and anxieties consume your life. We will certainly not be prepared for the end-time second coming of Christ unless we have learned to recognize the present-time daily comings of Jesus in the unexpected graces and blessings that are life itself. In a very real sense, that day is every day. That day appears by glimpses and snatches as we open our hearts to the divine presence within us and all around us, in all of creation. Because we live in a culture that is addicted to just about everything, power, control, perfection, violence, pleasure, status, stuff, food, work, drugs, alcohol, and the list could go on, we must receive Jesus' teaching to beware of letting our hearts become drowsy with a deep sense of urgency. We must be willing to look honestly at the ways in which the anxieties of today have taken over our own hearts and make us less able to see the inbreaking of God into our lives, day in and day out. So the question for us today, has your heart become drowsy? And if so, why and in what way? And the second question, are you ready to ask the Holy Spirit to wake you up? If you can answer yes to that question, I invite you to sit in the quiet at this moment or sometime during your day. Listen for the deeper answers. And allow the spirit to awaken both your heart and your mind, your very own spirit, so that you may live attentive and vigilant to the guidance of the spirit as it permeates every part of your being, every act of your life, every thought of your mind, and every word that you utter.